Welcome to Taste the Blood of Vampire Blob Part 2. 5 years ago today, this historic recording was created. Shadal Luchin's very first radio drama. And you have the privilege of listening to it once again as a special Halloween treat.
Or is it a trick?
One way to find out. Keep listening. Now, when we left off, this live radio broadcast was in the middle of the most terrifying thing ever to grace the airwaves. That's right, the most horrible things your ears will ever hear. Commercials.
Hi, my name is Apollo Schwanson. I'm supposed to tell you about something, Alright, I'm in a band called Maybe We Should Just Kill Ourselves. Yeah, we have a new EP album out called Maybe We Should Just Kill Ourselves. Its main purpose is to depress people and cause them as much despair as possible. So, you should buy it. It's available on our MySpace, which is myspace.com/maybewe should just kill ourselves. So, I guess I'll just give you a little demonstration of what we're all about. So I'm gonna read a poem, and then maybe play one of our songs from the EP. Sorry, I had to take some canned air. Here goes. This poem is called Abysmal Death Caverns, Broken Death Fractured Darkness. My life. Death. Open my head's door. See the darkness inside. Despair. Locked in an eternal struggle, open my eyes. There's blood inside. And death. My apathy flows like a river of pain. I am a knife, only sadness and death. Lime. So that was that. Now we can listen to the song, which is entitled Sleepless in Hades. Here goes. So the whole EP is available for $6.66. I don't know what that is in pounds, but yeah, whatever. Just message us on our MySpace. The address again is www.myspace.com/maybewe-should-just-kill-ourselves. I'd say thank you, but I gave up thankfulness around the time I gave up love and joy and became asexual. So I'll just say that if you don't buy our EP, I hope a really ugly person makes out with you and vomits in your mouth. See ya. I like the idea of vomiting. People vomiting in the... Anyway. Yeah. I'm Shadal Luchin, here with a message from God. He wants me to tell you about his new book entitled The Holy Bible. Inside is a special contest available now, wherein just by reading his book and accepting the terms and conditions written therein, i.e. the sacrifice of his son for your sins, you can be written into his new book, sure to be a bestseller, The Book of Life. Contact your local bookseller or church today, because this is a chance you don't want to miss. That title again, The Bible, available wherever books are sold. And now back to our program. While Vampire Blob went off on his errand of blood-giving with Julia, Hero Blob was not idle. No, his investigation into the whereabouts of Vampire Blob continued. Now, after months of searching, Hero Blob interviews another of Vampire Blob's victims in a field outside of Redtown.
So you say he accosted you here? Why, yes, the fiend walked right into my path wearing the most delightful oriental garb.
Did he say where he was headed?
Of course not. Did you think that I, Lord Byron, worst of sinners and greatest of lovers, would stoop so low as to pry into such private matters? It's like I told you. He wouldn't give me his coat, then he rudely bit me in the neck and sucked out my blood. Why, if immortality weren't one of the many venereal diseases I've acquired in a lifetime of foppery, I don't know what I would have done.
Well, thanks, Mr. Byron. You've been a lot of help.
That's Lord Byron, Mr. Hero Blot.
Right, Senor Byron. See you later.
Say, you wouldn't happen to have a sister, would you?
No. Now go away.
Dear me, how rude. It was just a simple question.
Vampire Blob is definitely somewhere in this town. It's just a matter of finding out where. I'll comb every inch of the city until I find out where Vampire Blob is hiding. Blob, liquidize. Liquid form, water! I'll find him, no matter how long it takes.
Meanwhile, flying through the sky in bat form, Vampire Blob returns from his mission, with Julia riding on his back. Thousands of lives have been saved by transfusions of Vampire Blob's blood, and the bond of love between the two has grown ever stronger. Vampire Blob is taken by a sudden impulse to break into song.
I used to think that all there was to life was sucking blood. But now I know that I was wrong, and life it was bad. Julia, Julia, you saved me from myself. You took a stupid vampire and made him save the world. Julia, Julia, I love you evermore. Julia, I love you, Julia, I'm yours.
I used to sit, I used to pine, without a man to hug me. But now I've got, if not a man, at least a living corpse. Vampire-y, you took me from insanity. You showed me the world and helped me save it.
Julia.
Vampire.
Julia.
Vampire.
I now and always love you. And nothing ever shall stop me from loving you. No one, nothing can separate us now. Julia.
Vampire Blob.
I will always love you. Ah, we are almost. house there. So we shall see Celine, and we can tell her of our many adventures.
Oh, I can't wait.
Meanwhile, Hero Blob has come upon Celine's room, and in it he finds Vampire Blob's feather.
Vampire Blob's feather? He's been here. Blob, solid eyes.
Oh, Vampire Blob, is that you?
Far from it, little girl. I'm not some blood-sucking fiend out to kill the world. I'm the Earth's only hope, the man who can liquidize the world's wettest superhero, Blob! Now answer this question, girly. Where is Vampire Blob?
Oh, I get it. You must be his brother. Well, I don't know where he is right now, but he said he would come back here as soon as he finished giving blood to the world.
You mean taking blood from the world?
No, giving blood to the world.
Stupid little girl, don't you know vampires suck blood? They take, they don't give.
Not Vampire Blob. He's the best.
Obviously he's brainwashed you.
He has not. He... Oh my, here he comes now.
The girl points at the window, where the colossal figure of Bat Vampire Blob can be seen flying in.
Crash!
Shattering the glass, Vampire Blob lands and lets Julia descend, even as he transforms back into his humanoid form.
Blob! Strange to see you here.
Strange to see you, too. I've been looking for you for a long time, so I could give you this present from all your victims. Here it is. My fist!
Punch!
Hold on, Blob! This is a misunderstanding! I've turned over a new leaf!
Tell that to my foot!
Kick!
It still seems to think you're guilty.
Really? I'm no longer evil.
Really? Well then, let's see what this knuckle sandwich has to say about that. Blob, double punch!
Pow, pow!
Oh, Blob, I do not wish to fight you, but you have really made me angry now. If you won't listen to reason, then fisticuffs it is! Yeah!
Pow! Bang!
Bang!
And so began the most violent and terrible battle of our time. Crashing through doors, smashing through defibrillators, the two combatants roll throughout the hospital, crushing heart monitors and upturning bedpans as they go. Finally, they roll to a stop before Celine's bed. Rising up to face each other once again, they notice behind them the lone, small figure of Celine, who looks at them with wide eyes.
Mr. Vampire Blob? Why are you fighting with your brother?
Worry not, young one. It is a simple misunderstanding. This Blob thinks that I am still the blood-sucking monster that I once was.
Oh no, Mr. Blob. Like I told you, Mr. Vampire Blob is a hero. He saved my life. He gave me some blood I needed to live. I'd be dead now if it weren't for him.
Yeah, big deal. One kid. That doesn't prove anything.
Hey, everybody, come in here.
Slowly, shufflingly, some with IVs, a veritable army of kids streams into the room.
We were all saved by Vampire Blob.
He gave us the blood we needed to live.
He saved kids all over the world.
Every hopeless child in this hospital has gotten a transfusion from this fine man, thing.
Don't you see now, Blob? With my ability to change into any type of blood, I was able to make a real difference in the world. I have touched lives, and the act brings a warm feeling to my cold and corpse-like chest. Just think, with your ability to change into any amount of liquid, you could do even more. You could give out free liquid medications all over the world. Solve the world's hunger problems with liquid nutrients. Even turn into enough fresh water to slake the thirst of the entire globe. Join me, and together we can succeed where all others have failed. We can bring an end to deserts, disease, and sorrow. We, my bloody brother, can turn this world into paradise!
There is a pause, pregnant with tension, as the liquidy Avenger considers the offer. Finally, after an interminable amount of time, he speaks.
these children are alive because of you. When they lost hope, you appeared like an angel to give them aid, to provide them with the blood that no one else could give. And more than that, you provided them with something that had, in many cases, been denied them for far too long. Love. You saved their lives and became their friend. But that doesn't change the one most important fact, which overshadows all others. You are a vampire, a criminal, a villain. And no matter how many good deeds you've done, no matter how many tender young lives you've touched, it doesn't change the fact that you killed and maimed Ned McPherson and so many other innocent victims of your unchangeable malice. You will kill again. I don't know how long it will take, but I know it's in the very nature of a vampire to kill, to destroy, and to ruin. The voices of those you've slain cry out to me in anguish, and the sound fills my ears every moment your feet walk to and fro on the face of this earth. They cry out for justice, and their cries have been heard by me. Justice is inevitable, and as unmerciful as death itself. And as I'm sure you already know...
Blob grabs Vampire Blob by the neck.
I am justice!
With that, Blob's hand dips into a secret pocket in his cloak, reappearing with the pointed form of a wooden stake. The squirming form of Vampire Blob is unable to escape before the stake is brought down in the steely hand of Justice's defender and plunged deeply into the heart of the dark figure. Vampire Blob lets out a horrifying scream of agony and hate. And, crumbling to his knees, slipping in and out of liquid form, he speaks.
Blob! You fool! You don't know what you've done! Staked as I am, I can no longer hold on to control over the remote liquid segments of my body!
So?
Squirming and slowly liquefying, Vampire Blob groans.
It means all the blood I gave to the children will disappear from their veins. They'll lose their lives, and I can do nothing about it.
Vampire Blob watches on in horror as the children in the room begin to buckle at the knees and fall, clutching the various parts of their bodies where, with the blood having disappeared, a vacuous hole wreaks havoc on their veins and internal organs.
Blob! Only you can save them now! Turn into blood! Replace my lost parts! Or they are doomed!
The kids moan in agony.
Ha! Aid a criminal in his mad dying wish? I think not. I'm no fool, and I won't go along with your ploy.
Blob! Won't you just think of the children?
Yeah? Well, now those children are gonna be dead children, so sue me.
At that moment, throughout the world, children drop to the floor, eyes empty, hearts faltering and then stopping altogether. Thousands, hundreds of thousands of lives fall like leaves in the winds of destiny. Blob laughs as he steps away from the body of Vampire Blob. Terrified, Julia rushes up to the rapidly melting Vampire Blob.
Oh, Vampire-y! My gosh, what has he done to you?
Oh, simply tried to kill me, as many have tried before.
Then you're going to die. You're going to leave me.
I'm leaving you, yes, but I'm afraid it's not as simple as death. With the immortal genes of both the vampire or the destroyer and the hero Blob, I'm not even sure if I can die. But I must leave this current time. I have a plan. Whisper, whisper, whisper.
Very well, my love. I hope only the best for you. But before you leave, I have to tell you something. I've known for weeks, but I didn't know how to say it.
What is it, my dear? Speak! You can tell me!
Vampire Blob, I'm pregnant.
By the fangs of Vampire Dracula! That's incredible! I spared you, my sweet. I shall return. But now, remove the stake. Return to me the power to liquidize at will.
Very well, my love.
The two kiss passionately as the nurse's hand pulls the bloody stake out from Vampire Blob's heart.
Thank you, my love. I feel my ability returning. I can transform. I can liquidize! Vampire Blob! Blood liquidize! Liquid form! The blood of time!
Huh? What the heck? Where'd he go?
Somewhere you'll never be able to find him. Into the depths of time. He's traveling to another time by becoming the blood of time, and you can't follow him.
Well, technically, I can follow him by becoming time fluid and traveling after him, but he's not worth it. I'm done here now that I've rid this time of that fiend.
You horrible creature! I can't believe you! Do you really think you're the good guy here? Do you really think that you've made a difference? All you've done is cause the deaths of thousands and thousands of innocent children.
Nobody's innocent, crazy lady. Especially not kids who take the blood of a killer into their veins. That blood was infused with the blood of Vampire Blob's victims. Those kids were accomplices to his crimes.
No! They were kids who had gotten help from a friend, you creep. I swear to you by the ever-growing fetus in my belly that I will get my revenge on you, Blob. You won't get away with doing this to my friend, to my love. I'll get you!
You know, I get that a lot. Anyway, I'm out of here. Call me sometime if you want to go out. You're pretty hot, and I'm guessing your weekends are going to be pretty free for a while with Vampire Blob gone and all.
Ah, get out!
Bye.
And as Hero Blob flies away out the window, Julia's gaze is suddenly turned to the crumpled figure at her feet. She kneels down beside Celine, who is softly coughing out her final few breaths.
I'm dying, Julia.
No, you'll be all right. Don't give up.
No, I don't have anything to live for anymore. My friends are dead. Vampire Blob's brother killed them. And now Vampire Blob has abandoned me without even saying goodbye. I waited for you two for so many months, sitting in this hospital, not living my newly granted life, just waiting for you to return. And now you came back, but Vampire Blob abandoned me again. I guess in the end he was just like all the others. My family, my father, Vampire Blob. They all abandoned me. They all didn't want me.
Don't blame Vampire Blob. He loved you. He never stopped talking about you the whole time we were abroad. He couldn't wait to see you.
Yet he's not here now. But it's okay. I'm just a poor girl with consumption. I don't deserve to be loved. I deserve only death.
No, Celine, no! You deserve more! Celine. Oh, Celine.
But it is already too late. The girl is gone, assured by Vampire Blob's absence that she is undeserving of love. The pallid form grows cold in Julia's arms, and she places the corpse lovingly on the floor, amidst the ruins of the battle between the blobs. Broken glass pierces the nearly bloodless body, and dirt edges into her wounds. Julia rises, feeling her stomach for assurance and for comfort, thinking that she can sense the small, morbid life within. She looks up at the sky, wondering when, if ever, she will see Vampire Blob again. He gave her such joy, such passion, and now such pain. She hopes that she can one day look upon that malformed, disfigured visage again. But a feeling in the pit of her stomach, next to the fetus, seems to assure her that she will not. A silent tear falls from her cheek and is absorbed into the sponge-like, dried husk of Celine lying on the floor. And so ends our story for today, folks. We sincerely hope that you've enjoyed it, and we welcome any comments or criticisms that you'd like to send us. Any such messages should be addressed to heroblob@hotmail.com. That's HEROBLOB@hotmail.com. Thanks for listening, folks. Make sure to check out the first Vampire Blob drama, the movie Vampire Blob, Silent Fangs of Horror. And look out for the next installment of the Vampire Blob saga, Son of Vampire Blob. Good night to all. Taste the Blood of Vampire Blob stars Ruth Appleby as Mayor Stephen Kettle. And it stars Samuel J. Taunton as Vampire Blob, with Kate Deans as Julia, and Shadal Luchin as Blob, and various other parts. With music by Brett Heisman.
So there you have it, folks. That was the terror of Taste the Blood of Vampire Blob. Now, in its original premiere, when it was recorded live in front of a studio audience... when it was recorded live with no audience in Edinburgh, Scotland, the play ran longer than expected and, in fact, ate up an entire other show that was supposed to air after it. But the stalwart negotiating efforts of Johnny Brick, the producer of the show, managed to keep those other actors for the next show at bay long enough so that they could record the show in its entirety. And that, my friends, is the story of the rise of Taste the Blood of Vampire Blob. And incidentally, Son of Vampire Blob is still coming soon. But in the meantime, get yourself ready for the next installment of the Hero Blob radio series, Hero Blob 7D, Rise of the Jive Turkeys, by watching its preview on YouTube. Good night, folks, and...